slip away on you.
If you're driving down a highway, you've probably been to a truck stop. What Dolan Ellis song title is referencing the most famous truck stop in Arizona? That is our trivia question for this break. And here to help us with that is Arizona's official state historian, Marshall Trimble.
Okay, do we have a caller with the answer? Or
No. Oh, no, we're not doing that. Callers are at 602-277-5827.
Oh, okay, we don't have those $1 million prizes.
We're staying on the solar topic for a call.
Okay, it is the famous Tuba City truck stop in Tuba City, Arizona, and the Greyhound bus doesn't go through there. Dolan took a literary license with that part. But
That official balladeers can do that.
Is
right?
That, is that where
I can remember the bar he owned called Tuba City Truck Stop in Old Town Scottsdale.
Performed there quite a bit. The roof leaked when it rained. I remember that.
Is that where you can see the thing, or is that a different truck stop?
No,
that's over east of Benson.
Oh, okay. I stopped there once so long ago I couldn't even remember, but you see the signs every time you start hitting, probably even before Tucson.
Oh, yeah. That was a carnival gag built by a guy down here on Van Buren Street. He built stuff for carnivals, freak things for carnivals. It was not a thing. It was just somebody just artistically created it.
Here with Marshall Trimble at Rosie on the House, and we're here to take your calls as well. The topic is solar energy. If you've got questions about the solar industry, we'd sure love the opportunity to clear the air with it, because that's what we're going to be trying to do the whole next hour and a half. Our number where you reach us this week is 602-277-5827. Here with Josh from Harmon Solar. Okay, Josh, we've talked a little bit about APS's position.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I could ask the bigger question. Do the other utility companies just plan on falling in line behind APS? Do they have other perspectives that
sure.
apply?
No, it's a good question. And the way the state is set up, the Arizona Corporation Commission regulates certain utilities within this state, and others are not regulated by the commission. And historically, yes, a decision of this magnitude will probably be followed by most utility companies throughout the state. But that's not required. They can have different positions and file for different requests to the Corporation Commission based on the utility's perspective on the issue.
And APS is feeling the solar industry, solar customers aren't carrying their fair share of the infrastructure investment that they have to deliver the power to those solar customers on shady days. Did I summarize it?
That's about correct. Right? Yeah, and specifically, they're claiming that every solar customer is avoiding $1,000 annually of infrastructure costs. And that's the position that they have put in front of the Corporation Commission. And they are saying that $1,000 per year per solar customer is needing to be picked up, like you said, by the non-solar customers.
Interesting. So what's the solar industry's response sure. to APS's position?
Sure. As part of the process to determine what this cost is, there was a technical conference held. And in that technical conference, a study was presented by the solar industry that actually suggests something very different than what the utility company suggests, and that there's actually a net benefit to the utility company of $34 million annually. So there's a pretty wide gap between what the utility company is saying, an $18 million cost, to what the solar industry is saying, a $34 million benefit.
That's a $54 million. We'll just round that to 55 million.
$55 million gap. And so now it's up to our state policymakers, and in the form of the Arizona Corporation Commission, the five commissioners need to sift through this information, determine what the truth is, and they're going to have to make some very big decisions that are going to affect the future of solar in our state.
Net metering. It's in every article that we read about it.
Yep.
What is net metering?
Net metering is the process that allows solar energy to be shared with the grid. So as a solar energy system is on a rooftop producing energy, there are times when that energy is in excess of what's being used by that facility. So it's making more energy than we can use at that moment. And what happens in that situation is that energy goes back to the utility grid.
The meter turns backwards.
Correct.
Now, after you've made an investment on solar panels for your roof,
You want to see that.
There can't be anything more satisfying than seeing the meter dial backwards. That's like,
you should see the smile on the faces of our customers when that meter goes the other
direction.
That's
like the odometer on your truck rolling backwards,
That's right. You're exactly right. So that the net metering term is defining the value of when that meter spins backwards and the exchange between that energy that's given back to the grid and then when the solar system is not making enough energy at nighttime, for example. Cloudy days, when it's not making enough energy for the facility, you borrow back that energy from the grid, and that energy comes back, your meter spins forwards, and that banked credit that is on that meter and keeping track, that is net metering. That is the definition.
How about snowbirds? They're only here part of the year, and their power bill goes to $30 while they're not here.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Are we subsidizing them the rest of the year?
That's a very interesting point. Yes, the argument could be made that
we love them. We love our snowbirds.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah. And they bring a lot to our state, and they offer a lot of value in commerce and industry. And we certainly could look at that as a subsidy as well. Yes.
602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR if you'd like to get on the line with Josh of Harmon Solar. If you've considered going solar, or say a company has come and proposed, or you've got questions about these leasing options, and you want to know what is a realistic return? What is the time? You know, this is your time to shine by calling 602-277-5827. It's Josh's time to shine. It's your time to get your solar question answered. Our trivia question this break, what city in Arizona means walnuts? What city in Arizona means walnuts? Arizona's official state historian will have the answer after this.